Cuba, then Florida. South Carolina's next. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hurricane Ian will make a third landfall today.
Charleston can have some flooding just from a high tide. So you add that 4 to 7 foot storm surge, and we could see some significant flooding.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader in Charleston. But Ian is not a Category 4 like it was when it battered Florida. It's a Cat 1 with 85-mile-an-hour winds as the rescues continue in southwest Florida, where more bodies could be found as crews clear roads, going home to home looking for victims. At least 10 people confirmed dead so far.
We are in a total blackout. There is no power. Cell phone activity here is very minimal and sketchy at best. Here's another house here, just clearly, just completely wrecked, as was the person's pickup truck. It's just wreckage and wreckage and wreckage.
Fox's Phil Keating on badly damaged San Carlos Island, but he says another area got it worse.
Fort Myers Beach is essentially wiped off the map. It's a gorgeous beach, practically every structure is either decimated or severely damaged.
More than 2 million homes and businesses remain out of power in Florida. A Trump victory in court related to the special master the former president wanted to do an independent review of the classified and other material the FBI seized from his Florida home to root out privileged documents. The judge who appointed that master ruled against him, deciding that Trump's lawyers do not, as the master had ordered, have to give a sworn declaration about whether or not they can test the FBI's summary of what was taken. Russia plans to sign treaties today to annex 4 regions of Ukraine where people voted to join Russia after its troops took control.
The so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham. The results were manufactured in Moscow.
So President Biden says the U.S. will not recognize those areas as Russian. As Russian attacks on Ukraine continue today, a bombardment, at least 25 people killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ginny Thomas had her much-anticipated interview with the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas attended a Trump rally in Washington that day, but says she left before supporters stormed the Capitol. The committee's chairman, Benny Thompson, says Thomas in the interview stood by her beliefs that the 2020 election was stolen, like the former president has long claimed, despite losing court challenges. Now, another justice will be honored tonight ahead of her first term on the Supreme Court.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be joined by the First Lady and Second Gentleman at a ceremonial investiture for Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court's first black female justice. Jackson replaces Justice Stephen Breyer as the court is set to hear cases in the upcoming term related to affirmative action, immigration policy, water regulation, and more. Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court in April on a 53-47 Senate vote as the president fulfilled a campaign promise to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. President Biden has made 143 judicial nominees since taking office. 68% have been women and 66% people of color. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Amid concern about the economy, another tech company announces plans to slow or freeze hiring, like Microsoft has and Alphabet as well.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, is reportedly putting a freeze on hiring and reducing headcount for the first time ever. The Wall Street Journal citing people familiar with the plans who say that CEO Mark Zuckerberg notified employees Thursday about the hiring freeze and that Meta would take other steps to cut costs.
As Fox's Carmen Roberts on Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly ahead of the opening bell. And on Thursday night football in the NFL, Cincinnati beat Miami 27-15. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.